Without further ado, let's bring in Russell Tybert from the Vancouver Whitecaps. Are you guys in Seattle already? Or are you guys going to practice here one more? Oh, he just dropped off, so we'll keep the suspense
going.
He's
in Seattle. He doesn't want to talk to you.
Exactly.
Long-distance charges.
I didn't like what you were saying about Jordy Reyna.
He doesn't have the Rogers roam from home.
Yeah, right? Clearly got to get a Rogers phone.
And you know what's great about the Whitecaps is that Carl Robinson has been able to take advantage of is a lot of times, you know, you get to towards the end of the season, and because there's so many games going on, whether it's MLS or other games, CONCACAF, all that, having the ability to spread out his players and start players and rest players has been a huge advantage for Vancouver because the players that he's resting are the stars. And then those players that are filling in at a time, guys like Bernie Abini, people like that have come through this season. That's what made the Whitecaps so good this year is they have so much depth. Now, I think Russell's back with us. Are you with us now? There you go. We got you now.
Hello.
Hi, Russell. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. We're just discussing. You guys are just about to leave for Seattle, right?
Yeah, we're actually leaving in a couple hours.
So we're just talking about the depth of Vancouver and how that's been a great ability for Carl Robinson to be able to sit guys at certain times and keep everyone well rested for this stretch run.
I think it's important when you're coming to the latter part of the season and it's showing. We've had our best spell and our best run of form in the past couple of games, and that's towards the end of the season, you know. And if we want to stay top of the Western Conference, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to keep winning games, and I think, you know, it doesn't take 18 guys to do that. That takes a complete squad, you know, to put a fresh team out every week, a healthy team out every week, and a team that can really, you know, be confident and know that they can if on their day they're playing well, they can beat any team.
What was the turning point for you guys this season? Because I feel like there was a point at the early first half of the season, it was almost like you guys were running in mud, and it was just trying to find your rhythm and trying to find, you know, you get off to a bit of a slow start, but obviously you guys are a much different team right now where, you know, I think there's a real legitimate sense amongst the Southsiders and Whitecaps faithful that are saying, you know what, I believe with what these guys have assembled here. What was the turning point in your mind, Russell?
No, I think when you add a lot of guys to a team and you change a number of guys as well, there takes a little bit of time of just, I think it's just growing pains, and you know, for everybody to start meshing and know what each other's strengths are and to play to those strengths. You know, obviously everybody wants it to piece together right away and happen immediately, but it does take some time. And I think we do have the right pieces now, and everyone's seeing that. And I'm feeling the exact same vibe you are around the city, and there's a real buzz that everybody wants to be at the games. They're excited to go to the games because there's an exciting team for them to watch. And we've had a strong home stretch, and we've produced at home and picked up, you know, a good amount of points that has set us up and put us top of the West.
We had Jake Nowitzki in with us a couple of weeks ago, and we talked a little bit about transition and just how key it is in soccer and how Vancouver has been so good at it, and also the speed you guys have with your outside midfielders, which has been incredible this year. Has that been a super big positive for you guys?
I think whenever you have really fast guys and speed in the team, it always poses a threat to the opponent. I don't think that is the main or the only key to our success. I think, you know, it's a combination of things that's made us successful this year. And I think one of the biggest things is that we're not one-dimensional, that we're only just a team with speed. You know, we've showed many times this year that we're able to score goals where I think years in the past we've been struggling. And also we've shown that we can keep the ball in the net. So when you keep the ball out of the net and you can score goals, I think, you know, that sets yourself up to go and win games.
We're talking to Russell Tybert here from the Vancouver Whitecaps on Sportsnet 650. I got to ask you, because you've been in these shoes, as an 18-year-old playing with the Whitecaps, you can probably relate to what Alphonso Davies is going through right now and finding his minutes, getting his sea legs, and getting acclimated, not getting too much too soon. Before I ask you about Alphonso and what you've seen from him so far as a player, have you even been brave enough to get in a car with his learner's permit yet?
I actually have. He drove us home from training, and that was probably one of the most frightening rides I've ever had.
How's he handled things in your estimation?
Yeah, it's safe to say he's a way better soccer player than he is driver. he's extraordinary, and I don't mean that. I'm not even talking about how he is on the field. I'm talking about his character off the field. And I think for me, that's one of the most impressive things is how calm, cool, and collected, and how mature he is, and just the head he has on his shoulders, just taking everything in stride. And really, if he needs to, he just rolls with the punches and just keeps going. You know, I think he has a goal of what he wants to do, and nothing's going to, you know, take him away from that. And you talk about his play on the field. He's, you know, you can hear it anytime he comes on the field. You know, the crowd really cheers him on. They love him, and I think everyone does. He's fearless. He's willing to take anybody on, and you know, he's so young. So you know, I think I was 2 years older than when I played my first game in the MLS with the Whitecaps. So you know, he's already far beyond what I've done, and you know, I just hope that he continues on that path, and if he continues what he's doing, he will.
And real quick, we just got a short amount of time here. Talk about Seattle and what you expect.
You know, I was actually just thinking that before this call, we've had some pretty amazing games down in Seattle,
yeah.
And pretty amazing performances. Remember, Pamadou Kara scoring 2 goals, Camilo scoring, two goals, Kakuta scoring a hat trick. We've had some pretty memorable games down there, and we even won a Cascadia Cup down there. So it's been some pretty memorable games. The rivalry's only got better and bigger, and I think everybody's just looking forward to get down there.
Russell, appreciate you doing this. Good luck tomorrow. We'll all be watching, so no pressure.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that Russell. Is Russell Tiber from the Vancouver Whitecaps. The Whitecaps looking to continue that unbeaten streak tomorrow night. Huge test against the Sounders in Seattle. Looking forward to it.